Welcome back to Porch Light Radio. This is Nicole Cornell. Today I want to talk to you about feeling the fear and doing it anyways. Look, we have a lot of things that come in and out of our lives, things that we want, things that we have dreams for and goals for, and those can be scary at times. But when it comes down to it, we need to look at what is the things that we want with our lives? What do we want to do with our life? And 9 times out of 10, I've found that when I'm scared to death of something that I want to come in, I'm scared of the change that it's going to bring about. And really, in my opinion, when you're afraid of the change, you're on the right path. You know, you have to be able to feel the fear and do it anyways. The fear is the challenge to embrace the change in your life. So, you know, at what point do we say, it doesn't matter how afraid this is making me, this is what I see happening if I accomplish this. You know, and we have to just own it and do it anyways. And then, and outcome be damned, we just have to do it. Now, I'm not saying, you know, something that you're not sure about or contemplative about because you're, you know, you're maybe making new ideas or coming up and so you're going to try this or try that, but you're, you know, kind of unsure. I'm talking about the things that you, you know, this backstory that plays in your subconscious mind all day, every day about what you want with your life. That's what I'm talking about. When you can get in alignment with that bit of you, then all of these synchronistic things that pop up as new opportunities of things you can do to better that one thing, you'll feel good about those things. They won't be as scary anymore. So it's just a matter of aligning with what our true purpose and passion is in our lives and how we go about getting it and how we go about accepting and receiving the things that come with our ownership of that change. Because, you know, the path is never a straight line. I've said it before. It's never a straight line. Millions of people have said it before. It's going to be one switchback dirt road, pothole bitch of a road at times. And that's okay. That is okay. Those potholes and those switchbacks and all that dirt are shaping you and forming you into the person that can attain the goal that you have set in your mind, the thing that your subconscious mind is nagging you about constantly. All of these dirt roads, switchbacks, and potholes are giving you, you know, that pothole is a new person that you never would imagine meeting, that you synchronistically met on the, you know, downtown one day while you're walking from a network meeting to your car, you know, like anything random that can happen. Like those people, when you get in alignment with that subconscious thing that's in the back of your mind that you dream about at night that keeps you awake, the people that will help foster that dream come true start coming in. So we have to feel the fear and do it anyway and trust and have faith that this is our mission in life, that this is the thing that we want and that it's okay and we're allowed to have it. And the fear is a good thing. It's enabling us to move forward and to continue and to keep trying harder and to broaden our creative mind, our right brain mind, into thinking, okay, how can we make this what we have this dream for? And then look at all these other possibilities that are coming in, right? So be open, be an allowance, feel the fear and do it anyways, and always keep that goal that you have, that thing that keeps bugging you, always keep that up in your mind, up on that pillar, up on that shelf of something that you're working towards, something that you're not afraid to attain, something that deep down you know belongs to you. Everything will fall into its place with faith and trust. All right, we've got 2 days until the full moon lunar eclipse, the most energetic moon of like the entire year, entire season. Now is the time to really be setting your intentions into place when it comes to what you want to release. When you're looking at that person that has these goals, that thing that keeps bugging you, does that person still have that relationship that's weighing you down? Does that person still have that job that you hate? Does that person still feel like a victim every time, you know, something happens that reminds them of their childhood or some previous relationship or something like that? So we have to be looking at these things. There's a period, you know, storm, calm before the storm, but in reverse, you know, there's like a storm before the calm, if you will. And you know, for some people it's a calm right now, for some people it's a storm. Either way, we need to be looking at the realizations that are being brought up, these things that are causing problems in our lives, in our internal world. How do we need to change that and fix that and let go of these things so that we can attain and step into that person that we've been dreaming that we will be? It can be scary. It can be really trying at times. It can put you into a space of darkness where you might feel, you know, bits of depression and unsettled, you know, feelings, and like maybe even a lot of loss. I know for myself, this moon's brought a lot of loss into my life, but at the same time, I keep looking at the loss that I have endured throughout my life, and then even up into this last cycle, 6 months. And how can we be upset about any loss that happens when and if we look at the gift we were given before the loss happened? Does that make sense? Everybody comes into your life, every situation comes into your life right in its season, right when it's supposed to. Everything has such divine timing, and that includes loss, endings, completions. It's all timed just so that things come in and come out as you need them, as they serve you or don't serve you. Trust in the path, trust in your journey, trust in the losses, trust in the knowledge gained and the friendships gained, the friendships lost, the, you know, whatever it is that you're going through. Trust that it's gonna be okay. Allow the universe to give you what you've been dreaming of and what you've been asking for. And by learning to be okay with the losses that we're enduring now, we're accepting that things are as they should be and that more good will come. You have 2 more days until the moon. I hope you guys are doing well. I know I've met a lot of people who are, you know, either having a time of it or they're really having a time of it, you know, like it's kind of been quite polar opposites. It's either been really kind of chaotic and crazy and overwhelming, you know, at times, or it's been very peaceful and aligning and everything's just, you know, people are to the moon, you know, they're over the moon with happiness and joy. So wherever you are, don't compare yourself to other people. Everybody's going through these energies and the shifting of energy differently. And if we're all going to move into a space of, you know, fifth dimensional love, then we have to accept everyone for where they are and their journey and their struggle and their and the things they've overcome. And that comes with compassion. We have to be able to look at somebody and say, I respect you for where you are in your journey. And I respect myself for where I am on my journey. And we all have a long way to go, and we're all gonna get there if we continue to keep compassion and love in the forefront of our hearts. Take care of yourself for the next 2 days. I hope you guys are gonna do something amazing and epic for your full moon lunar eclipse. I personally am planning to go to Coeur d'Alene for this Soul Fest gathering. For the moon, I'm very excited. I've invited everybody that I know that lives close by that would be into something like this. If you haven't got an invitation from me, please get a hold of me. Join me anyways. There's going to be so many people there. I'm so excited to do moon yoga and drum circle and just be with all of these amazing energies as we bring in this new energetic shift into our lives. All right. That's all I got for today. I'm going to go huckleberry picking later today and enjoy trying to, you know, be as present as possible in these days that lead up to Friday. I hope that you guys can do the same and really take time for yourself. And remember, feel the fear and do it anyways, okay? I love you all, my Thriving Life family, and good luck. And God, I'm so excited for everybody, and I hope you're embracing the moon as much as I am. Love and light.